Edition Nation. Hey! All right, family, let's get it cooking. What is on the menu today?
Drew Barrymore had a crazy makeout session with a co-star. We'll explain.
And is Emma Stone a super crazy fan?
Oh.
Or a crazy super fan? Find out what actor might think so.
And the Atlanta crew is going to join us a little bit later in the show. But first, Chewy, what is this I hear about Pink maybe having a girlfriend? I'm so excited.
Yeah. Heidi, I think you're going to really, really love this story. Pink was recently a guest on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen and asked if she had ever taken a dive in the lady pond. And it turns out she had. Pink said, and I quote, "Okay, my first girlfriend, I was 13 and she left me for my brother. I was very confused by that because she kissed me first and that's gross," end quote. You have a brother. Can you imagine how 13-year-old Elisa Moore felt when her brother stole her girlfriend?
Listen, I got mad at my brother when he would steal my snacks. You know, when mom would get me something special, I'd be like, "You stole my snacks!" I can't even imagine. And then I would lose all respect for my girlfriend because I think you would be attracted to him. I've lost all respect for you that you even
look alike. I mean, really.
We do look alike. We do
you
look
do?
Alike.
I mean, didn't he steal Big Wanda from you?
Sherry, you have tons of sisters. Did you guys ever, like, compete for dudes?
Oh, gosh, that is so absolutely gross. I mean, it was like, I remember dating a guy and he broke up with me, but he didn't know, he had never met my sister. And like 2 years later, he comes to the door to see my sister. And I was like, ew, gross, I dated him. And she broke up with him right there. It's disgusting.
Oh, that's a good sister.
That's absolutely disgusting. Yeah, she's a good sister. Completely. Oof. He was so stunned.
Well, good sister, but you also just ruined that guy. It's like, wait a second, you kissed Sherry?
Exactly.
I know you'd have no problem sharing a woman with your sister,
I have
Leslie.
No problem sharing. I'll swap spit with everybody. I don't care.
Chewy, you don't have a problem with taking two sisters at all, huh?
No, I do not. I've knocked down cousins before, but never sisters. I think that's the next tier.
Put it on the bucket list. There, Chewy. Drew Barrymore and Hugh Grant recently recalled an encounter of their own. Now, if you remember, the two of them co-starred in the film Music and Lyrics. That was all the way back in 2007. And then Hugh stopped by Drew's talk show, and Drew described a 10-minute drunken makeout session with Hugh Grant.
Wow.
This is what she said. She said, quote, "I've had a few drinks, and I walked in, and I ran into you, and instead of saying hello, I just grabbed you by the collar, and I fully started kissing you, and you were like, 'You know, I'm not hating this.' And then we flirted, and then we were like, 'Okay, yeah, bye, see you soon.'" Sherry, have you ever just grabbed somebody and just started making out with them?
Well, I didn't know that you should blame it on being drunk for something that you really want to do. So I'm going to turn into an alcoholic because I love this thing of where you could just freaking drink and grab somebody and start kissing them. I'm going to start drinking now. I like that.
Yeah, only women can do that. If I tried that, I would catch a case. I'd be canceled so fast if I ever tried that. Yeah,
this is the thing that women can do and men can't. I mean, if Drew Barrymore or Sherry, I think any of the females on Dish Nation could walk up and just start making out with any guy on Dish Nation.
Yeah, true.
And nobody's going to get mad at it.
Nobody's going to get mad.
Well, except Gary.
Well, Gary might get a little bit gnarled.
Bitch, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Gary would be like, "The only ones I want to kiss is Chewy and Frank."
Exactly.
Chewy. When's the last time you've been grabbed and kissed?
I've been grabbed by a fan and drunk kissed by a fan.
Oh, yes.
It's not the same.
The time.
I've been licked by a fan.
Every time I go
licked.
To Vons.
What?
It always happens in the deli section of Vons. A Dish Nation fan kind of grabs me.
That's why he keeps going to that Vons.
That's why I keep going to that Vons. Exactly.
I think we can all relate to being a super fan of somebody. But listen to this.
Yes.
Emma Stone was recently asked what she remembered about winning her Oscar. And it was being starstruck by Leonardo DiCaprio, who presented her the award for La La Land. Y'all remember that? Emma said, she said, "I'd seen Titanic 7.5 times in the theaters. He was the love of my life, and I was talking to Leo. I was like, this is officially the most surreal moment of my life. I could not believe it." And even though they attend the same industry events, Emma is still a fan. And she said, "I think he probably thinks I'm a little weird because whenever I see him, I'm kind of like, hey, how's it going?" He's very sweet, though.
So I think that makes her cute.
Like, it's so cute. I don't know if it makes it cute to Leo, but it sounds kind of like, you know, it sounds kind of like a running into your teenage crush scenario. I mean, Leo's probably used to this, right?
Of course, used to it. I mean, he gets goo-goo eyes from every girl that walks up to him after Titanic. But I think that she mentioned two crushes in that particular story.
What'd she say?
She said she saw Titanic 7.5 times in theaters. Right. So obviously, she went with somebody she had a crush on, and they made out the second half of the movie.
That boat wasn't the only thing that went down.
That's right.
We know. Stop it.
What?
Yeah. Probably 13, Heidi. God.
Forget
gross.
I said anything. Let's move on.
I guess she was almost cast to be in Titanic, but
she was.
Yeah, one of the lifeboat victims, but she sank like a stone. So you don't even
see her. Kramer.
You don't even see her on the.
And for more Titanic puns, keep it right here on Dish Nation.
For all your puns. For all your pun needs, you keep it right here on Dish Nation.
All right. Plenty of actors start out as models.
Right here.
But check this out.
Right here.
Two big stars competed against each other for Male Model of the Year 1997.
1997.
Yes. It was Josh Duhamel.
Oh.
And he recently shared that he won the competition. And the runner-up was Ashton Kutcher.
Wow.
Yeah, Josh said, it was probably the most pivotal moment of my life, beating Ashton Kutcher. The whole week was about who's going to win. First runner-up was Ashton Kutcher, which meant I won this thing. I had the sash. Tears were flowing. It was beautiful.
Okay.
I don't know how much the story was embellished by Josh, but do you think, I mean, they're both successful actors now, but do you think that Josh always pulls this out when he sees Ashton?
Yeah, you know
Let's
what?
Not I think, forget, man.
I think Let's it's. Only, I think it's. I think. I think this moment is only funny because both of them have success. If Ashton would have like amounted to nothing, the story wouldn't. You know, Josh would have been like, right. whatever. That you remember that
it'd
one
be,
guy?
It'd be
who was that one guy I beat? I don't remember.
I got actually third place in a karaoke contest, and
really?
First place Olivia Newton-John. Yeah, Olivia. I got beat by Olivia Newton-John, who got first place, and Michael Bolton got second place, and I got third place.
No way.
What? That's when you were doing mushrooms
it
or
was,
something.
Yeah, it was in Spain. It was in Ibiza.
It was in Ibiza, and you guys were all at a karaoke competition?
Yep, we were all in the same place.
Well, I'm happy to know that you did come in third.
Yeah, I sang Prince's Kiss. I even had backup dancers and everything. I thought I had him totally beat, but, you know, how can you say no to Olivia?
Oh, my gosh, that's so cool.
Heidi, if you would have won first, he wouldn't be here with us right now. Like,
Frank
would have been, like, a successful pop singer.
I know. Damn
those
it.
Those were all three successes, you know what I'm saying?
Wow. You were a karaoke competition short of having the Heidi Hamilton show.
Like,
you have to dance in the Heidi Hamilton show. That's how you do it.
Wow.
All right, well, coming up, Tracee Ellis Ross talks about how her mom, Diana, was the boss when it came to her hair as a teenager. We'll explain what that means when we come back. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Yay!
ATL, what's poppin'? What you got for us, bro?
All right, man, as the streets already know, Jennifer Love Hewitt is pregnant with baby number 3, and her two kids are super excited because they've wanted a sibling for a while. So she has a 5 and a 7-year-old, and they're ready to be good little helpers, except they don't want to change no diapers. It's like adults.
Exactly. That's how it goes. Everybody wants to get a baby back when the baby boo-boo. Okay.
No, it's not the boo-boo, Portia. You ever change the boy, and then that air hit their little pee-pee for the first time? That pee go all over your face, all over your, gosh.
It's training you early.
Sherry, Jeffrey's a teenager. Would you trust him on changing diaper or diaper duty if you were to get pregnant again, or if you were to adopt or get knocked up? Would you trust him to change diapers?
There's a lot of ways. Okay, first of all, Chewy, ain't nothing coming out of this uterus but powder. But anyway.
Oh, wow.
Not the LeBron smoke.
They have clinics for that, Cher.
Yeah, I'm saying, oh, my gosh. If Jesus was to let me get pregnant again, absolutely not. Jeffrey would not change diapers. He would feed the baby like he feed the dogs. 2 cups of food and a bowl of water. That's all he could do. He's not doing nothing more.
Gary, who changes your diaper, baby?
Well, I wanted you to change it yesterday, but, honey, you let me get wet. So,
I can't. Gary, I thought you was gonna say you don't let nobody change it because you like to be wet.
Yeah. Oh
Oh my God.
All right, y'all. Moving on.
Pheromones.
Tracee Ellis Ross is in the summer edition of Marie Claire, and she's dishing on her hair love, and she painted us a picture of the diva, her mama, Diana Ross, that I know Gary will appreciate. Tracee talked about her younger years wrestling with her curls and how her mom would wake up on Wednesday mornings with a hot comb on the stove trying to get her edges straight.
Ooh. I just saw this in my mind. Miss Ross, baby, just standing there in a beautiful patent leather fitted dress, honey, with some Manolo Blahnik pumps on, honey. Her cherries in the snow red lipstick, curls just cascading down her back with a beautiful chinchilla bowl just wrapped
all
around her
shoulders. All of that,
shoulders.
Gary?
Yes.
Okay. Miss Ross had cornrows to the back in a stocking cap
with a do-rag.
With a zip up and some flip-flops over that hot stove.
No, trying not bitch, to... not Miss Ross.
And a cigarette.
She's a regular person at home.
No, ma'am.
With some
hair shoes on. We talking about Miss Ross, okay? Let's be clear.
And you know what she did with the hot comb? This the way to do it in Chicago with a hot comb, Gary. When they pressing your hair, they freaking, if you move, they hit you with their hot comb, you be flinching. So, and they always wearing a move in some house shoes.
And you gotta be perfectly still or you'll get that hot comb mark on your forehead
you
if you ain't perfectly
comb
still.
Mark right there.
And let me tell you something, Gary know doggone well that Diana Ross had a bonnet on her head because she wears a fanny pack. She's just like us.
That was a bobblehead gown she was wearing. That was not a bonnet. Please don't say that.
All right, so I got a great deal for you, especially if you like to throw down in the kitchen. It's the Cuisinart Advantage 6-piece ceramic coated color knife set. Now you get every knife you could think of. You got a chef knife, slicing knife, bread knife, sentoku, utility and paring knife, and they each come with a matching blade guard.
Now I just love the fact, honey, that the cool coating helps to reduce the risk of cross-contamination during food prep.
And not to mention, the professional quality stainless steel knives have a cutting edge, nonstick coating that makes slicing easier.
You know what? This might make me want to cook a little bit more. How much is it?
Well, P, usually this knife set can go for as high as $65. But for our Dish Nation fam, you get it for just $19.
Oh, that's a good deal. Yes.
You know the drill. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, coming up, Jerry Seinfeld might have a lot of coins, honey, in cars, but find out why his ex called him cheap. Honey, that story plus more when we come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, guys, word is Jerry Seinfeld was a cheap boyfriend while dating Tawny Kitaen. Also, according to a writer who interviewed the late star for a 2002 book, he claims the actress told him Jerry was frugal and gave her a teddy bear and a Coach purse as a gift while he was driving various Porsches to the studio lot. He added Jerry had nothing else to really spend his money on. He was just amazed that he could buy so many tennis shoes and Porsches, but he wasn't flashy. Now, Sherry. Now, Tony liked that he wasn't flashy, but because he's rich, do you think she expected more lavish gifts?
Yeah, I absolutely do. You buy according to what you make, you know, and that's from your heart. I would expect that Jerry Seinfeld, who's worth $950 million, would have bought something a little bit more extravagant for his girlfriend.
Than a Coach,
you know, instead
purse,
of a
right.
Because you can go to the mall and get a Coach bag.
Then you were doing something with a Coach purse in 2002. Stop it
and
now. Stop it, you
really
guys.
Really doing something with a Chanel.
But I think he's only worth the amount of money that he is because he's somewhat frugal when it comes to things that he's not 1,000% invested in. It's one thing if it's like, yo, this is my wife, I'm gonna spend money on her. But if it's your girlfriend, she might not be in a couple months.
Gary, would you date a frugal man?
I most certainly would. You date a damn frugal man, honey, and you steal. You just get all the money he keep giving you, and you bank it, you put it up in the bank,
Gary loves to say that queens steal. I never thought you would say you would steal.
That's how you ended up in jail last time, Gary.
When he giving you money, you take your money and you bank it, baby. You bank that money, honey, and you get all what you can, honey.
No, I don't have a problem with a frugal man because I feel like, you know, you don't have to buy gifts all the time, but I feel like when it's time to buy a gift, you show the person how much you love them. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I don't have a problem with being frugal. That means that's more money in the bank for us to do stuff as a family. I don't got to spend on that.
So, Portia, you would take a Coach purse?
I didn't say say that. What I said was...
Yeah, we're moving on. Looks like director Zack Snyder wanted to switch things up for the sequel to his movie 300, but got shot down.
Why?
Well, reportedly Warner Brothers passed on it because it ended up being a gay love story.
What?
He wanted to go in a different direction. Now, Zack claims when he sat down to write the movie, it was originally about Alexander the Great, but things took a turn and it became a movie about the relationship between Hephaestion and Alexander.
All right. Oh.
But you know, I feel like it's about time we have another gay movie because, you know, like a big time box office movie. All they gave us was Brokeback Mountain, and I don't know if they broke the internet or broke the movie system, but we haven't gotten another one. I actually like that movie. I think this would have been good.
Well, Zack still did sneak something in there because he did end up kicking somebody in a big black hole, you know, at the beginning of the film. That's so, you know.
Well, that was Gary making a special appearance, the big black hole. That was Gary.
All of the men in this picture, they all look like they dance at Magic Mike or Magic City. Yeah. Like, they just, they don't look like warriors.
They from Magic Mike.
Mm-hmm. I love Magic. 300.
The Trojan style
look like
Magic
they would
Mike.
Tear that up, literally.
It's a really good movie. All right, up next, Jennifer Lawrence reveals what ex-boyfriend she'd like to discuss women's booties with. Oh. What? We'll explain after the break. Chico, wake up and
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, turning back the hands of time a little bit with his former Hollywood It couple, X-Men First Class co-stars Jennifer Lawrence and Nicholas Holt. Now, the couple were hot and cold for a while, for a couple of years, before finally calling it quits. But an old 2012 interview quote from J-Law has resurfaced, and fans are suddenly remembering why they loved the couple so much. So at the time, Jennifer did say Nicholas was her best friend. And then she also goes on to say, we can eat Cheetos and watch beach volleyball, and we turn into two perverted Homer Simpsons. Like,
she's got a nice
I never thought we'd have such different opinions on First of all, looking at Jennifer Lawrence's body, kind of surprised she sits around on the couch and eats Cheetos. But Sherry, could you imagine you're in a relationship with a guy and you're just sitting on the couch judging other women's asses together?
Heidi, I didn't have a problem with it. I used to do it with both of my husbands. We'd look at girls' asses and be like, oh, she's got a cute ass. She got a cute ass. It just only goes awry when they cheat on you. You ain't doing that anymore. Yeah.
That's the problem when he goes after the asses you're rating. Yeah, that's
bad. Well, I will say, Frank, I do know that you do something with your wife that I would never do with my wife.
What is this?
So Frank got a Tinder account and his wife got a Tinder account and they sit on the couch and swipe to see if each other's still hot.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I love it.
Yeah, I think the thing is, you have to be confident in a relationship because the minute a woman senses any kind of insecurity, it's a turnoff for women. So you got to be confident. My lady and I will actually go to the beach and judge men's packages while we eat corn dogs.
Frank Kramer.
You got to be confident to do that.
Jesus Christ.
You over there with your little pig in a blanket.
Got a corn dog in one hand, dill pickle in the other. That's confidence.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.